Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Boys. Getting Sliced reactions. This podcast all depends on you. Baby.
Welcome to the first episode of Slice Time.
Yes!
Technically, this is Slice Time for Brooklyn Boys podcast episode number 277. All your talkbacks, right. All your feedback, all your email, anything you wanted to say regarding that episode and before. Because I'm sure some people are going to listen to episode 212 and comment on that.
Yeah, and as that version of the jingle said, your name doesn't have to be Juan. But I know for a fact Juan Vasquez left us a bunch of voicemails 2 weeks ago because he told me he thinks we barred him. I said, no, we didn't. We just didn't get to him yet. So we're probably going to get a bunch in this batch.
A bunch in this batch, yes.
Or in this bunch.
A batch in this bunch. So, yeah. So this is specifically for you guys and ladies.
Yeah.
And whatever you consider yourself these days, because it's hard to tell.
Yep. I sent out a shout out an episode ago or two episodes ago, the Brooklyn Boys podcast, asking for creative types to send us logo designs.
Uh-huh.
We're going to unveil the person who submitted the graphics that got through, that made the cut that we'll be posting on social media. But I also wanted to thank Fred the Mailman, loyal listener of the Elvis Duran Morning Show and of this podcast. One of the all-time, long-time best listeners that we've had.
Yes.
He comes to events in other cities. He's amazing.
Fred the Mailman travels.
Fred the Mailman, through rain or sleet and snow, from what I understand. Fred, thank you very much. Your stuff was very, very close and fantastic. Shady Jew Mobster, nice attempt. We didn't get to use yours, but I appreciate it. And Kelsey's Kitchen on Instagram. Kelsey was the first person to volunteer, but admitted, I'm not really a designer, but I'll help if I can. And we had gotten so many other people submitting that I never got back to Kelsey. So I apologize, but thank you, everyone. And we'll give a special shout out to the person who created the logo and altered our logo later on in the podcast. So yes. Slice Time, Scary.
Absolutely. So every Wednesday, Thursday, end of the weekish, you'll hear all the talkbacks from the previous episode.
Yeah.
Which means the next Brooklyn Boys, number 278, will be released at the beginning of the next week. All right? We'll leave it there for now.
A few days later, whatever that works out for you. But if you listen next week, you could listen to them back to back.
All right. And we have to set some rules and guidelines to Slice Time. You cannot keep repeatedly sending over and over and getting in here 5, 6, 7 times in a row. Because we'll edit those out.
Unless you're really funny or if you sound like Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, hey, where's our favorite truck driver? I'm sure he's going to
tell you something, boy.
He's going to be on this, I'm sure.
You can piss in the wind, but you can't piss in my cornflakes or something like that.
Here we are with the talkbacks and the Slice Time. This is all for you guys.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, Marilyn from Omaha. I just started listening to episode 277. And Brody, I think you're overthinking the t-shirt thing. I mean, I don't think anyone would think anything about it. I don't even think they'd be thinking about whether the two guys had the same shirt on. I think you're overthinking it. Love you guys. Slice for life.
So here's what I'll say to Marilyn from Omaha. First of all, thank you. Second of all, until you walk in a man's shirt next to another man in the same shirt, you don't know. The ridicule, the indignation, the looks. All right.
Hey, Broly Scary, Mark from Upstate here. I think the way Scary was going on about that pizza place and all the locations and getting the naming right and everything, I think you missed a hit the jingle on there. Just saying.
Oh.
He may. Yeah, I think you may have. I think I slipped a couple of things in.
Son of a bitch. Damn it.
Hey, Broly Scary, Scary Broly. This is Mark from Upstate. Now, this is very important. Warwick, not upstate. Albany, not upstate.
Yes.
Those are downstate.
Nope.
Nope.
And Capital Region, you gotta get it right. Those are not upstate.
Okay.
That's all.
Let's, Bye. Okay, it's always about a point of reference. Everything is relative. This is the Brooklyn Boys podcast. Right. And if this is, we're talking about from Brooklyn Boys perspective, both Warwick and Albany are upstate.
Yeah, you know what? North Carolina is in the south. But if you live in South Carolina, it's in the north.
Right.
That's how that works.
So I'm sorry. I know. He's probably from Buffalo, and he's probably screaming and yelling. Where is he from?
Buffalo is in the west.
But up. Where? Okay. Where?
It's up. It's all up. Listen.
He could be in Maine. If this guy's in Maine, it's down. Albany is downstate.
Anything north of Westchester.
Anything, yes.
Is upstate New York.
Yes.
For us.
Everything north of Westchester. For us. For the Brooklyn Boys.
Anything past Philadelphia is the south.
Exactly. If this was a Vermont podcast,
yeah,
then maybe you may have a point, but not here.
Also, anything west of New York or Philadelphia or New Jersey, also west. Western America.
Scary. Thank you for sticking around on episode 277. And Brody, you fuck you, leaving early like a priest at a strip club. But I'm sure you have one hell of a story to tell from the rest of the day. So, slice for life, boys.
Yeah, this side note, we don't really go back and listen to podcasts. We throw them out there. So there's a very good chance that Brody did not hear the end of episode 277.
No, you prick.
You
stayed on after the goodbye?
Fuck yeah, for the next 5 minutes, roasting your ass. I hung out with the slices for it was Scary time with the slices.
I'm not writing a jingle for that. That's not good at all.
See, I knew it. I knew you didn't hear about it.
No, I don't listen to the end of the podcast.
We don't listen back to our podcast.
I mean, sometimes I'll listen to the beginning, or like if there's one conversation I want someone to hear, I'll put it on, but never the ending.
Well, he just gave it away. Yeah, go listen to the end of 277 the way, slices, David Brody.
Slices, we have tens of thousands of listeners. That's, by the way, an understatement. Not one of you told me he did this. You guys, you got to let me know when he stabs me like that.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, this is Abe77. I was just checking in with you guys.
No.
But you know, I haven't really been appreciating y'all using FUAbe77 as a discount code. But anyway, I wanted to wonder why a man would take a picture of a duty in a porta potty and send it around. And that's worse than, you know, chewing on a podcast. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, Brooklyn Boys for life. Fuck you, Abe77. God damn it. Now you see what.
By the way, that was not Abe77.
Yeah, he just said, fuck you, Abe77.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to know the same thing. What the hell were you thinking taking a picture of a dump, someone dumping on top of a pair of jeans in a porta potty? That's disgusting. Why would anyone post that online?
Number one, I took the picture of the jeans.
No, it's actually more like number two.
Yes, thank you. I took a picture of the jeans. Number two, there happened to be number two on the jeans. Number three, podcast. That's why. I can't do what I got to do for the podcast.
Okay, guys, all I'm saying is we have a little plot twist here. I think the person that shit on the jeans is actually Brody.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
Well, we can't rule you out because you saw you took a picture of it. So we can't rule you out.
I can assure you, had it been mine, I would not have taken a picture of it. And I certainly would have taken a picture before that so I could have just the jeans in the way. In the shot.
That's more of a plop twist.
That's a thank you.
Scary Brody over there, Steve from the Bronx. Just wanted to sort of talk back to stand up for Scary for once. Everyone always bashes him. He does bougie stuff. Well, he has that life set up where he does maybe what he wants to do, let him do it. It's his fucking life for you to criticize what the fuck he does. If it doesn't affect your stupid ass, let him do it. Oh, it's his fucking life. Steve from the Bronx, over there. Fuck you.
Over there.
By the way, Steve from the Bronx. The Bronx is like halfway to upstate, as far as we know, as far as we're concerned. Yeah. It's halfway.
All right.
Love that.
Brooklyn boys, this is regarding its comment about Scary Jones looking young. There is some truth to that. However, being married and having a child, I actually get lots of compliments saying to me that I don't look my age. I look a few years younger. I think it all depends on genetics and lifestyle. But honestly, you can't just like bully people who are married, bro.
He's got a point.
He continues. He's got two more.
Okay. I hope he gives his name where he's from.
This is a part two, a comment about Scary Jones saying how he looks young.
Yeah,
hold
we know
on
it was
a
part
second.
Two,
so I think
one.
If I would be, so right now I'm married. I have a kid. But
I got
if you throw
impression.
Me some extra money for, you know, dietitian, and then you give me some fucking money for Zeman and shit, I'm going to look even more awesome. Married or not married, kid or no kid. So, hey. It all depends, I guess, how much buck you want to invest. Happy Thanksgiving, gents.
Well, no, there's still another one.
The man wants some Zeman on
Brooklyn
his face.
Brooklyn boys,
I get it.
Nick again. This is my third and final.
Yep. We're counting along with you,
message.
Nick.
Hey, Juan Valdez, where the fuck you at, bro?
Yeah, where is he?
Get your head out of your ass and fucking let us know that you're alive and okay. Señor, por favor. we care about you, bro. This is a fucking Slice family, you know.
I hope if he left some while we were on vacation, they didn't get deleted because they were too old.
Yeah, they might have.
All right, well, you'll have to leave some for the next episode. Exactly. Sorry, Juan, if you did.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Here's some more. This one doesn't say where it was commenting from. Could be 277.
Michael from Miamisburg. You guys are commenting right now on my comment about the low to middle class, and honestly, we were this poor. And just, I guess, not as poor as some other people. So that's why I said that comment. And the reason I had a problem with the $1.06 is I think just because I've become very successful in my career, I'm a little more loose with my money. So that's why I said something about $1.06. And yes, here in Ohio, 15 and a half, you can get a learner permit for driving.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Wow. Didn't know that. A half? Why the half?
What do you do for a living? He's successful. I'd like to know. Let's get spread the wealth, man. I'd like to be loose
Brody
with my money
scary.
If I had money to
I
be loose
Brody
with.
I say Brody first because I fucking love your rants. Calling from Bedford, Virginia.
Thank you.
Calling in regards to Nemo. It is the Christmas spirit. I say all the slices come together, start a GoFundMe, whatever. We'll donate and y'all can go shopping and give all the kids in the orphanage and the hospitals, toys from the slices.
I like that idea.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
You know what? Let's you and I talk and figure out a charity. And maybe we can, I mean, we only have a couple episodes left for the end of the year, but maybe we could do something.
Yeah. All right, this one is commenting on episode number 274, crappy waving inflatable arm flailing tube man pajamas.
Oh, that you wore.
What's going on there, Scary and Brody, Rockin' Steve from the Bronx
this
over
guy,
there?
He's back.
I don't know if I posted this one and sent this to you, but about Olivia Rodrigo. Fuck, I think I did actually, and now in retrospect, but I don't know if it went through because I was driving. Fuck all these bitches. You're not saying like you want to rape her and have your way with her. You
said
she's hot, attractive and you're attracted to her. So what? She's of the legal age.
Yikes.
All of the assholes can go shove it up their dick holes. Ciao for now.
Ouch. How can you argue with logic like that?
Oh my God. That's a little rough. Careful with the language.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe not the R word so much.
Jeez,
you know.
that's a little.
Dickhole's fine, right?
I like dickhole.
Well,
no, I don't like that.
Make it a drop.
No. You know what I'm talking about.
What's up, Brooklyn boys? CJ Miller here. Listening to 276. I work at a cardiologist's office and talking about Brody's echo test that he had. Sounds like the echo tech is a little snod. Doesn't really.
Yeah.
Know how to talk to her patients. There's a couple different factors when you're dealing with doing blood pressure and everything. And according to the blood pressure, 122 over 90 is not too bad. 120 over 80 or 110 over 70 is the best. DJ Millie part two, sorry. So yeah, that blood pressure is pretty good. 90 is a little high. That's the systolic over diastolic.
All right.
I'm not a doctor. I can't really explain it to you. But like I said, the greatest blood pressure you could have is like 110 over 70. And the whole breathing thing, she thought you meant to say, can I breathe normal again? Probably, when she wasn't using her brain. So that makes a lot of sense. All right, guys.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah, actually, what she said was she thought I was asking, do you want me to breathe again? But I said, right. Can I breathe again? And she thought I meant, should I breathe again?
Should you breathe again?
Yeah.
All right. All right. We have more Slice Time with your talkbacks after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, continuing along here.
You didn't play the jingle into that break.
What jingle are we talking about?
The Brooklyn Boys, one of the Brooklyn Boys podcasts. It's the Brooklyn Boys podcast. Parentheses Slice Time.
So then we need a Slice Time bumper.
The Brooklyn Boys podcast Slice Time.
Maybe we'll have that next time, but not now.
I just did it. That's it.
Thanks. It's too late though. It's after the commercial.
Damn it. All right, Slice Time.
Oh, the guy's back from before the commercial break. He's the cardiologist assistant.
He said he's not a doctor, right?
Not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Stay at a Halloween.
Oh, and part three, DJ Millie. Epic software is what we use at our hospital. And every single time you get used to an update or you get used to a setting, they update it again. And it's all over the place and it's miserable. So I understand her pain with that and with filling out all the stuff again.
All right.
Sometimes the computer system will do it to you. You would think first world problems that something like that wouldn't happen, but it does very frequently, unfortunately.
Okay.
Hey, can I tell you something? I went today, because I told you I went for the echocardiogram. So today I had to go to the cardiologist to have him read the echocardiogram. So they called me to confirm the appointment, and I said, hey, listen, you guys are attached to, you're affiliated with the hospital I went to. Do you guys have Epic? Oh, yeah, we have Epic. I said, so I'm all registered? You're all set. When I go in today, they hand me a clipboard with 6 pages of stuff I have to fill out. And I said, well, what's going on here? Oh, you have to fill it out. I said, but you guys are Epic, right? Yeah. I go, well, I'm already, all my information's in the system from the echocardiogram appointment. Yeah, they haven't synced up with us yet. So it's two separate Epic systems. We haven't gotten the information. Fuck Epic.
Not so Epic.
Epic fail again.
All right, here, let me get everything going on. Let me see what we're doing here today. All right, at noon.
5 o'clock in the morning, this came in, Brody.
Oh, he got, darn it.
This is the first of four from this.
Oh, shit, am I recording? God darn it.
He's backing up.
How do you turn this thing off?
Back the truck up.
Turn it off.
Please do.
Bitch. All right, yeah, well. Hey guys, good morning. I was having a little technical difficulties here earlier, but Brody, I've never really found anything unusual in a porta potty. Not that I've ever, gone around looking, but I've never found anything. Although one time I was using the urinal, the middle one I think it was. Well, it could have been the left or the right, I'm not sure. But anyways, there was a quarter in the urinal, and I didn't know if I should get it or not, because the water was a little yellow. No, it's not worth it. It's only a quarter, for God's sake. But anyways, I reached into my pocket and I pulled out 3 more quarters and I threw them in that urinal. So now we're talking about $1. That's worth it, So then I proceeded to pull that dollar out of that urinal, stuck my hand in there. Wouldn't you know it? That original quarter that was in there, some fucker super glued it to the porcelain. God damn.
Oh, by the way, Brody would go fishing for $1.06.
That I would, not for 25 cents.
Yeah, God darn it, I was so pissed off. You know, no dollar for me that day. I guess no candy bar out of the old vending machine there. I was going to get myself a clunk bar or whatchamacallit or a payday or something. Whatever, it's one of those with the cookie crunch.
A Baby Ruth.
Anyways, you know, that's my little story about
that's
bathrooms.
Great.
I didn't have anything about porta potties. I don't really like them. Anyways, talk to you guys later. Have a good one.
Let's be very clear. Slice time is what you make it, right?
It's right.
Okay, so just want to put that out there, that it's going to be as good or as bad.
No, it's
a show of feedback.
Yeah.
All right.
Yo, Scary and Brody. This is D-Nice from New London, Connecticut.
D-Nice.
Yo, D-Nice. I don't know about this fantasy football thing. Trades like that. You know that shit's illegal. They would have been ruckus in my league. Why you got to take something like that anyway to win? That's cheating. Cheating. Hope you lose, man.
You want to reset that there, David Brody. Brody basically, some guy was having a fire sale, and Brody took all the players.
Well, here's the No. Hold on a second. It was the commissioner of the league, first of all. He said, hey, I'm having a fire sale. Any one-for-one trades that are close to fair, I'll agree to them. So I sent them two sevens and I got back two nines, basically. That's a fair. And then everybody else jumped in. Then another guy was like, I'm having a fire sale too. So then more people jumped in and made trades. So four out of the five contending teams made trades. Then my friend Dan in the league, you know, Dan from the comedy department.
Yeah.
Dan sends me a message and says, dude, that's not fair. I said, what do you mean? Because you're making these trades. It's not right. I said, Dan, you made two trades yourself. Yeah, but mine weren't as lopsided as yours. So, you know, he made lopsided trades, but he traded 7.5s for nines, but I'm the bad guy trading 7s for nines. And again, I'm not breaking the rules. The commissioner did it. They're his rules. And by the way, let me tell you who I traded for. Not to get too football-y. I traded for a wide receiver. He's injured. I traded for a running back. He's injured. I traded for a quarterback. He's having Patrick Mahomes having the worst year of his career. So all those trades that would sound like a ripoff, I got nothing. I got Ugats. So it serves me right. So
hey, Brooklyn boys, Danny from Queens here. How you doing?
Hey, Don.
Can we take a second and do a wellness check on my guy Juan Valdez? We haven't heard from him in a few episodes, and everybody wants to know where he's at. Juan, come back. We love you, man.
Do we though? Around, you know. Do we really love him?
I like him more than you. He's mean to you.
Sometimes.
Even though you hired him.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. DJ, here. South Jersey. Always pretty and scary. Yo, I'm going to have fun with this one. I'm feeling a five-parter coming up about the fucking porta-potty here. But a quick story time about a porta-potty incident that I had had. Well, I guess you could call it an incident. But when I was little, playing ball, and I had to go really bad before the game, part two. So, yeah, when I was little, I was playing ball, and I had to go really bad before the game. So I run into the porta potty, and I put my glove in the, I guess it would be like the adult, like, urinal kind of thing. But I was little, and I didn't know at the time. So, yeah, that was fucking gross now that I realized what I was doing. But I put it there, take a piss. And then I leave the porta potty and I go to the game and I'm in the dugout and I couldn't find my fucking glove. So, you know, like a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old, you could only imagine he's freaking out. Can't find my glove. You know, I got to go to the outfield, that whole type of deal. And then someone realized that I left it in the porta potty. So that was my gross porta potty story. But for Brody's gross porta potty story, I'm going to fabricate that someone must have had to shit themselves, or two, there was a little going on in there. You know what I'm talking about? So if they shit themselves,
oh God,
then they must have needed like a full, like lower half change. And they had to like call someone. It must've been like a whole big ordeal for them. But if it was like a college event, so you would have to think they were doing the deed in there, right? That's where, you know, you would have to go. And maybe he ditched the jeans and was wearing shorts underneath, which most guys kind of. All right, this might be the last part. This has been DJ this whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like they could have been doing it in there, and then he ditched the jeans, and then they like fell in there, or maybe he like fucking dipped his foot in there, which is gross, and he had to ditch them, and he could have been wearing shorts, or somebody had to like, you know, throw him a spare. Like, there's just so much shit that could have happened. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's teach people about brevity. That did not need to be five parts.
I put my glove in the urinal. I left it there. I forgot it. I went back. It was covered in piss. You know,
I mean,
there was no sex. This was right by the dorms. The people can go have sex in their own dorms. This was somebody. I don't know what they did.
Yeah. It was all crap. It wasn't a sex thing. There was nothing going on. Nothing sexy going on there.
No.
Pure speculation.
What's up, Brooklyn boys? This is Maddie from Brooklyn in the Bronx. I just want to say to all the slices who start off Scary and Rody, Brody and Scary, you're not making it even, because you're still saying Scary's name first the first time. And the first time is the only time that counts. Brody and Scary.
Okay.
Thank you. That's good math. I'm in for that.
This is DJ here again.
You're back for part six.
Brody and Scary. I just have to quickly mention, because we got to the slice time, I feel like he needs a name, and his name will be Cowboy Trucker. Whether it is true or not, you are now known as Cowboy Trucker.
Oh.
Because you're great, brother. Love you. Valdez, we're missing you, dude.
Okay. Come on. All right. So Cowboy Trucker, is that the name of the guy that talks like this?
It's not bad.
I mean,
keep submitting your names for him, unless he has his own name. But Cowboy Trucker's not bad.
Yo, I support DJ 100%, man. Brody, you do the longest rants, but I'm pretty sure we love him. Scary, I don't think the Brooklyn Boys would be what it is without Brody. Long-ass fucking rants. I live for those. I love them.
Got a point there.
Jamaica, Rasta Bacon, Sarasota, Florida.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I think 25 minutes is a little too long.
Rasta Bacon, you can't argue with Rasta or Bacon, so he wins.
Hey guys, Brody Scary, Scary Brody. This is Beth from Wisconsin.
What up?
And we're talking about episode 275 about driving. I'm 43. I don't know about now, but when I was old enough to get my license, you had to be exactly 15 and a half to get your learner's permit and 16 to get your license, and I got mine on my 16th birthday.
Wow.
Love you both guys. You kick ass. Love from Wisconsin.
Wow, who knew?
Dude, the Midwest is driving at 15 and a half.
That's crazy to me.
There's not as much to hit, I guess.
Imagine 15 and a half driving up north here, northeast. Forget it.
No.
Brody Scary, Scary Brody, Heather Conroy, Conroy Heather here again. I love the fact you guys are doing slice time. Slices? What up? So my slices. Since the holiday season, and we know Scary goes on 10,000 vacations a year, we're going to have to preoccupy ourselves while they're away. So let's go back and listen to the best holiday podcast ever, episode 21. It is probably the darkest few days in Brody's lives, but it is the funniest ever. Brody, I'm so sorry. But slices, take a listen. Let me know what you think.
I like that.
Can I tell you, an old friend of mine said, you know what? Send me some episodes you want me to listen to. I want to get a vibe. So that was one of the episodes I sent him.
Is that the UPS rant?
I don't know. Maybe. I sent him 20, 21, 25, and 103. Those are some of my favorites.
You're someone...
103 is Dill. But I sent him... I sent them the post office one. Fuck you, Agnes. Some good stuff.
Somebody commenting on the bonus episode with our friend, comedian Eric Schwartz.
Oh.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Brooklyn boys in this house. Hell yes, Gary. About time you put that 3.1111 computer system in use. Just missing the old jingles. Like in the earlier episode. Slacking, my boy. But love the interview, guys. It was something new. Keep it up, yo.
Right.
And Scary. God damn it, Scary.
Yeah, let's get those old jingles, Scary. Come on.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, your boy Juan Valdez.
Hey!
As always, Brody and Scary.
He's back.
So, Brody, in the poopy pants saga, let's talk about this. If it's a male college that was drinking too much, went into the porta potty, had an accident, somehow pants are unusable after that. probably has boxer briefs, probably has shorts, probably has a boy he can call up. My guy, I'm drunk. Bring me pants at the porter party. Hey, Brooklyn Boys, your boy Juan Valdez. Poopy Pants Saga continues. So let's just think about it. If it's a female, goes in, trashes the pants, throws the pants in there, probably has a skirt on, has a change of clothes in her bag, has a shorts. I don't know. She's probably in one of these weight loss drugs and she shits herself all the time. And
shit on top. That was epic.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, it's Boho Juan Valdez. And so is Brody Scary. Yeah. So, Brody, I used to be a contractor. Sometimes we used to go do jobs far away. There was no bathrooms around, so there was always a porta potty. I used to find tools around the toilet area. Usually tape measures, hammers, screwdrivers, stuff like that. Sure. But
that makes
nothing
sense.
Inside the toilet.
All right. This is last one from Juan.
Let's add to the conversation.
The end. So one time I went to a fair in Hoboken, New Jersey, mm-hmm. and they did have a porta potty, and I had to use it. I had to pee real bad.
Yeah.
And there was a white collar shirt, long sleeve, that had been used before. Somebody wiped his ass with it because it was the brown marks. Gives it a new name to a white collar job. Good night.
Brown collar job.
Brown collar. Yeah, exactly.
Good night. That was the return of Juan Valdez.
There you go. Juan, three. Excellent.
Juan Vasquez, who, by the way, I take exception to. Juan Vasquez. I noticed you posted on X, formerly Twitter. We just reposted you from the Brooklyn Boys account. Brody, I'd like you to take a look at this tweet. Looks like the reason why Juan Valdez has been absent is because he's been cheating on us. You know how people are posting their Spotify playlists, the Wrapped, which is basically their year-end thing? Yeah. He basically tweeted at Carla Marie and Anthony and said, don't tell the Brooklyn Boys, but look.
In a public forum?
In a public forum and tagged us.
Where am I looking for this?
On the Brooklyn Boys podcast, under mentions.
On Twitter?
On Twitter, I reposted him.
Oh, by the way, you need to stop posting more stuff on our Instagram account, dude. It's been a while. It's been over a year since you posted.
Here it is right here. At Carla Marie, go ahead, at Worst it. Anthony. This is great. Thanks. Don't tell the Brooklyn Boys. Juan Valdez out. And it's a screenshot of his Spotify Wrapped most listened to music and podcasts of the year. And there it is. The Morning Show podcast with Carla Marie and Anthony. The top podcast that Juan Vasquez listened to this year.
All right. Here's what I'm going to say in Juan's defense.
And he tagged us in it. So I reposted us earlier this evening from the Brooklyn Boys account.
Here's what I'm going to say in our defense. First of all, Carla Marie and Anthony, great podcast. After you listen to ours twice, feel free to go listen to theirs once or twice. Here's what I'll say. Juan listens to us on iHeart so he can leave the talkbacks. Therefore, those listens aren't going to show up in his Spotify playlist.
Very true.
Therefore, we're still his favorite. That's how I'm going to sleep tonight. I couldn't sleep if I thought we were number two.
You had to make
Juan Valdez.
Number two is left in the porta potty on top of those jeans. And by the way, that's still a disgusting picture. I would never post something so gross. Thank you. All right. Well, not bad for our first episode of Slice Time, a companion to Brooklyn Boys podcast number 277.
Yes.
You could always expect this
to do.
Part of you could always expect this part of the week to hear that. And then beginning of next week, you'll get the new Brooklyn Boys episode, which you could then comment on using talkbacks on Slice Time.
Unless Scary's on vacation. So I want to give a shout out to Carissa with a K, Carissa Pasquarella, nice Italian girl, Scary. Of K, the letter K, Pasquarella Graphics. You can find all of her social media under the name K Pasquarella Graphics, and that's spelled K, the letter K, Pasquarella Graphics. And she's also a musician. Feel free to look her up on Spotify under that name. Apparently, she just filmed a music video with her father and her brother. And it's a rock band that she's in.
And tell and she's us why this and videos. Is significant, David Brody, because...
As I said, she created... She created our Slice Time logos.
She is the winner.
Yes. Well, we're the winner because we got it. We got very kind of her to do that for us. She tweaked it, retweaked it, did it 4 or 5 times. I kept saying, well, can you do this? Can you change that? Can you move the pizza over there? So you will see it on social media. We will start posting when we have a new episode of Slice Time. So Carissa with a K.
Every kiss. Pascarella. Every kiss begins with K. Something like that. Wait, yeah. we don't have an outro for this.
You can play the first song again.
You want to play it again?
Yeah, play it again.
Brooklyn Boys. Getting Sliced reactions. This podcast all depends on you. Baby.
And your name doesn't have to be one. It's Slice Time.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.